Public Safety and Corrections Committee meeting to order. Sheriff, you might as well stay right there. It's for the intergovernment agreement.
Yes, we'd like to renew the intergovernmental agreement with the U.S. Marshals Service for the housing of federal inmates. Again, this is a long-standing contract that we've had for decades. We were able to successfully negotiate an increase of terms from $100 a day to $130 a day reimbursement for any federal inmate we house. And this would take effect. In order for it to take effect, we would have to have it signed by January 31st.
Okay, Sheriff, myself, I had a ton of emails, phone calls, questions on this, and I'm sure as most of the people in here, this is the same contract as we put in the press release yesterday that we have done for decades. Is that correct?
Yes. And this has been a long, not only a long-standing contract, but it's been one that's helped defray the costs in the jail. In the past, pre-COVID, when we were full staff, Jack can correct me, but I think we were about $1.5 million almost every year in reimbursement from the federal government that helped defray the costs of operating in jail. In the sheriff's office, we don't have revenue items too much. There's not too many ways that we can bring money in. There's two ways with the jail. One is through the phone commission, which due to recent FCC restructuring of fees is probably going to get reduced about 60% this year. The other is to house in federal inmates or inmates from other jails. We also house in inmates from other jails at a reimbursement rate. The federal rate is much greater, so we try to get them. Prior to COVID, when we were fully staffed, this was a big chunk of this was the majority of our revenue to offset costs in the jail. After COVID, when we lost considerable staffing, almost 20% of our staffing in the jail, we reduced the number of inmates. Right now, we have either three or four federal inmates that we're housing. My hopes is that with this new contract, our staffing is going to increase, so then we can take in more. If you look at Livingston County, they have more federal inmates than they have local inmates. Ontario is very close to the same. Allegheny does the same thing also. So this is not anything unique to us. This is with almost every jail in our region has this same contract. Nothing new. And the nice thing about this contract, if we don't want to accept an inmate, we don't have to. The Marshals Service contacts us. We have this person. We can say we're full up. We don't need any more, or we can take them. I know that ICE is the big topic of the day. We haven't received any ICE inmates, I think, over 4 years. It was at that time when a federal judge ruled that the administrative detainers warrants that ICE agents used to detain people were no longer valid for housing in county jails, and we haven't housed any ICE inmates since then. There's no group of ICE inmates waiting to come in. There's been significant disinformation started by different groups on social media about what this contract is, and 99% of it's false. It does give us the ability to house ICE inmates that are sent here by a judge and legally remanded. We can house them just as we do any other federal inmate. But right now, we haven't housed any ICE inmates in probably 4 years, nor do I see any likelihood of doing it in the near future.
The other thing, thank you, Sheriff. The other thing, if I could add from a historical standpoint, the jail back about 30 years ago was built for this specific capacity. Yeah. So this was contemplated back when the legislature back then built the jail is to be able to house inmates for other counties, like the sheriff said, for the state, for the federal government. The contract is with the U.S. Marshals. The contract is the same. The box that was checked that I saw going around social media was checked 15 years ago.
Yes.
As well. So again, this is a continuation. I've polled other counties and there are, like the sheriff said, most other counties, your small counties with small jails like Schuyler, not so much, but right. Any county of any size has the exact same contract.
Yes, sir.
Will the passing of this resolution include any new programs, buildings, or any expected increase in ICE detainee?
No, not at all. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, Chair.
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm usurping authority here.
We are not building a facility
no.
to house them,
no.
which has been widely spread.
Yes.
tried to send that out to every, I've tried every email to respond to,
Yeah.
But I gave up at midnight because I got real tired and I probably have five or six. And if you're in the audience, I apologize. I didn't get to respond to your email. What happens if we don't approve this? This is, you know, everybody wants us to rescind it.
The disparity with the dollars.
So this was a 6-month process to negotiate this. The federal government moves at its own pace. So we started this 6 months ago. We have to wait until they send us a physical contract to bring it to you. They sent it to us after the committee meetings for January were done. That's why we had to bring it to a special meeting. If we don't sign it by January 31st, it's out the window. We're still at $100 a day. We're still operating. We haven't expired, but we're going to be missing out on $30 a day per inmate. And we could still house remanded ICE inmates with it as it is. It's just for $100 instead of $130. So if we don't do this, we're going to lose out on money. And we would go back to the drawing board. It would be another 6 months until we could bring it back to you for technically probably the same thing that we have today.
Go ahead, Scott.
I know over the years we've heard comments of, well, we just don't have as many federal inmates as we've had in the past when we're talking about revenues. But on average over the years, how many have we normally had? And what are those inmates actually being held for, if you can explain that?
I can. So at our high, we had 40, almost 50 when we had the most. Typically, since I've been here for the last 13 years, we were around 20. And then, as I say, after COVID, we had to close housing units, if you remember, in the jail because we were down almost 20% of our workforce. We're down to two or three even. We went for a period where we had none for a short time. The majority of these are, well, they're all folks that have been federally indicted and are awaiting trial or awaiting adjudication. We've had outlaw motorcycle gang members. We've had gang members from Rochester, Syracuse. We've had murderers, rapists. We've had folks that are involved in criminal conspiracies, child sex offenders, children sexual abuse material offenders, basically anything that rises to the level of a federal indictment. We're one of the ones that house them. We do have a reputation in the system as a jail that is more structured than some. And I think sometimes they threaten to send them here if they don't behave other places. I've heard that. But it's whoever gets arraigned and indicted at a federal level, then the Marshal Service contacts us and they bring them here. There's also reimbursement on transport costs because when we had 40 federal inmates, we were doing a trip a day to either Rochester or Buffalo or both, which is two officers in each up and back. So there's a significant transport cost, but that's also covered in this contract.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead, Hilda.
So can you explain box number 19 that seems to be the main issue that people have complained to me about?
That allows the ICE as a writer. That's all it is. It allows that opportunity. Should things change in the way ICE works and they start wanting to bring things through the Marshal Service of people that have been in front of a judge and sent remanded, we'd like the ability to house those folks if they've been remanded. But as far as administrative detainees, so ICE does their arrests in a couple of ways. If I come into the country and I get smuggled across and I don't go through a port of entry, I've committed a federal misdemeanor. That's a crime. If I get deported and I come back in, that's a federal felony. Again, a crime. Those folks go in front of, they get picked up by ICE, they get taken in front of a magistrate, and they either go to a federal detention center, which there's one in Batavia. They're building another one down in Orange County. They're throughout the country. And then they await deportation. Now, I've been told that it's different time limits depending on what country they're going back to. because they have to work with the home country too. The other side of that, those are all criminal arrests. Every one of those is a criminal arrest. The other side is the folks that come in and say, I get a work visa. And I come in and it's a 6-month work visa, but then I don't leave. And I stay for 6 months and I raise a family. Those are the administrative ones. Those are the ones that we have nothing to do with. And those are the ones where they get picked up and then again go to a detention center, not to us, to a federal detention center. And they get adjudicated at that point there. And whatever determination is made. Now, I can tell you that ICE has been in our community, and I actually witnessed where they approached a person that was on their list of folks to grab on an administrative warrant. He had his paperwork fixed. They looked at it, and they said, thanks for sharing. Have a nice day. And we were there to witness that. That's my goal here, is that we have local law enforcement near there or by there or present when ICE is in our county, so that we don't see bad things happen that we see happening across the country. I think that's my responsibility as sheriff. Some may disagree with that. It's one of those hard decisions I got to make. But as far as ICE detainees, the administrative ones, we have absolutely nothing to do with. We don't house them in the jail, nor will we house them in the jail. Does that help?
Joe has a question.
Last June 23rd, we had a resolution come up where I believe it was the resolution to allow ICE into the county or something similar, right?
No, what was it, Sheriff? No, we've never done a resolution to allow ICE.
It wasn't June 23rd. What was that resolution that involved ICE?
It allowed us to work with them.
Work with them.
Yeah.
And I voted yes on that. And about an hour on the way home, I started having some pretty serious regrets about voting yes. Not that it would have mattered. Not that it would have mattered in the voting, but I really just felt, why did I vote yes? So I've kind of taken that back and made that public. I have a ton of respect for Sheriff Allard. I have a ton of respect for his staff and what they do for our county. I like to think that I've always supported every resolution for them. But that day when, you know, I was driving home and I knew I made the wrong vote, I was pretty much determined that any time I see anything connected to ICE, I'm going to vote no. And when I saw... And when I saw the box 19 marked ICE, I knew right away what my vote was. I sent an email to Sheriff Allard a couple days ago. I wanted him to hear it from me before I said it here. I have enough respect for him and the department that I just thought I owed him that. As far as I'm concerned, you know, when I hear this agreement's been in effect for years, it has. The box has been checked for ICE for years. But ICE today is not the same as ICE last year.
Yes.
Or years before. And what bothers me more than anything is how it's being used. It's not the cause. It's not their goals. It's how they're doing it. And to me, I'm going to vote a no. It's a pretty easy no for me. Not only that, but Mrs. Lando, just like you, I got a ton of them yesterday, all those emails, like everybody else. I tried to get through every one I could. I got up this morning, hurrying up, checked another 25 up there. And those 25 I didn't get to this morning, just didn't have time. In fact, I got a couple during the meeting. So I really believe that the people that put me in this chair, that's the vote they want. And I've got to honor what they want as well. So.
Go ahead, Ms. Shan.
And to Joe's point, I wasn't here in July when that vote came up. Let me put a pin in that. Like Joe, I truly appreciate you being here and you speaking and all of law enforcement. If we could fund whatever you need so you don't have to ask for $30 more, you know, whatever. I'm all for funding the our local law enforcement. But as Joe said, I think for me, ICE of today has a political agenda, and there are certain things that I think in this contract as it is, Pax 19 bothers me because it's not the ICE of yore. And if we could, what I'd like to see is a new contract without that. If we're just going to say we want to work with the U.S. Marshals on housing these federal prisoners for a time until they go to court or until they are sent elsewhere, that's a totally different ball game. But it's not about me. And like all of you, they got my personal phone number. I don't know how, but I've been getting phone calls and emails and everything. And the people that put me in this chair have a voice, and they're expecting me to represent them. So that's why.
Well, I'm going to take a different approach. Yeah. I was the only vote that was a no vote for those agreements back in July. You yes, know that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I didn't want ICE here. I understand what you were saying. I voted against it. However, this is not the same thing. And right. I've explained that to a multitude of people. This is for practicality. This is to charge. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to get those people anyway. And all we're talking here is to raise the fee from $100 to $130 per person per day. Mm-hmm. That's the crux of this agreement. And I am changing. I'm not going to say no. I am going to vote for this because it is not about ICE. It is about this agreement that we've had. And before it was ICE on that checkbox, it was
INS.
INS.
Yes.
It is no different. Yes, there's crazy stuff going on in the world. There's mm-hmm. crazy stuff going on in the world, and I understand that. This has nothing to do with Minneapolis. It is our fee structure for the jail.
Correct.
I just want to make a quick comment. I don't think that the ICE of today is the same as the ICE during the Obama deportation era. Actually, I was doing some research, and 156 detainees or immigrants were killed during the Obama deportation. So they actually we got a ways to go before we reach that in this episode that we're having now. So I just think we need to be a little bit more careful and do our research, just because there wasn't all the phones back then, and the social media that there is now does not mean that those type of events weren't occurring back then. It's just that they weren't as shown in detail as much as they are being now.
Go ahead, Mr.
Yeah, so I looked at this. I know people are concerned about the situations going on with ICE, and I do have some concerns myself. But the way I look at this is currently we haven't been housing ICE individuals detained by ICE. But I would rather if someone is detained by ICE, they be housed locally so that their family and friends know where they are. And like the sheriff discussed, the people that are housed in here have gone in front of a judge. There has been the due process, which has been a concern for a lot of people. And so for that reason, I think if you're concerned about these individuals being detained, it would be better that they're detained here than in Rochester or in Buffalo or somewhere else where we don't know where they are and we don't know how they're being treated. So.
And as Hilda said, this contract is already in place. This right. is actually only to raise the rate from.
But I wanted to address that particular concern when you see ICE. You have to address beyond just the visceral response and go to, okay, so if we're not going to house them, who is, and do we trust those people? I trust that the people in our county are going to treat people humanely rather than people that I don't know. So.
What's our current length of the contract it's in right now?
It's, I believe that it is open-ended and we renew it Is it every year, Jack?
No, it when the rate changes. I've talked to some counties that their current contract is 10 years old.
Yeah.
So when the rate changes in this case is when it comes for
when
renewal.
when we can get them to come to the table to renegotiate. So it hasn't happened in a few years.
If the contract's not renewed today, we still have a contract.
Yes. Yeah, we're just losing 30% of our revenue.
And same as everyone, we've all had the phone calls. This is not going to increase ICE presence by signing this contract.
We have no control over ICE presence. We have zero control over when ICE comes in and when they don't come in. Because I partner with them, I get a list of who they're looking for. It's never been more than 10 a month. But if they decide to come in, they're coming in. I would rather be there to avoid what we have seen in Minneapolis, where there has been no local law enforcement on the ground to prevent tragedies from happening, rather than not.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other comments? Is there a motion to move this to the full legislature?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Hold on.
Oh, right. It's just a public deal.
Paul's on the committee.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I knew you were. You have a motion.
Speak up, please.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Can we allow?
No, not right now.
The next meeting.
At the regular meeting.
So what happens is it goes from here. This is just a special committee, and then it has to go from here to the full legislature. And at the full legislature is when there's comments.
The next meeting.
Yeah, which will start as soon as we close this in just a matter of minutes.
Mr. Chair, can I make one more comment before we go? I just want to thank everybody that emailed me. I've gotten, it's about 50 emails. I've answered every one of them, but it's from people I don't normally hear from. So I appreciate you. And I look around this room and I see everybody here cares about our county. I think that's awesome. And I think that's incredible. So thank you for reaching out. I keep asking for more folks to become involved. Thank you.
Can I make one last comment?
Yep.
I just want to mention, Sheriff Allard, I heard your interview on Frankly Speaking last week.
Make sure you speak into the microphone, Joe, so people
can hear you. Some of the things you said, two things you said that just hit home.
Yep.
Just what you said, you know, if ICE wants to come in, they're going to come in no matter what.
Yep.
But another thing, and I think I've got to say this, and this defines you and your department when you say, when they come in, they're going to work with me because I'm not going to allow them to do any of the crazy stuff like break windows and stuff. And that's something I think people need to hear. Mm-hmm. I understand your situation with ICE. I hope you understand mine.
I do.
But the good thing is you're going to still do what you can to keep us safe and under wraps should ICE come in, which I hope they never do. But I just wanted to mention that. That was good stuff you said. Thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
We got one last comment here.
I just want to make one more comment before the sheriff goes. So a couple of weeks ago, he gave me a tour of the jail, and I was very impressed with the rehabilitation service we have in the Steuben County Jail. The services they provide, they know the inmates by name. I think somebody, if they had to be housed in a jail, they'd be fortunate to be housed in the Steuben County Jail. And then that goes to, you know, I watched your interview last week on Frankly Speaking, and the sheriff said, you know, basically what's going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota is not going to happen in here in Steuben County. And I absolutely trust him 100% when he says that. So thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
We did end up getting a second, I believe, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So we have a motion and a second. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so we should probably raise your hands if you were in favor so we can identify the committee members that were in favor. So we have one, two, three,
so
and opposed.
Passes.
Yes.
So it'll go to the full legislature.
Yes.
All right.
Just to be clear, the people who did not say yes or no, this is just for a committee
this
situation.
This is only five people that are on the committee. So now it'll go to
those
the
people
full.
That just did not speak up or say yay or nay are not on that committee. So that's what that was all about.
All right. Is there anything else for the public safety meeting? If not, I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. We're adjourned.
All right. We'll open the meeting in just a couple minutes.